Good morning. It's Thursday, October 16th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Donald Trump has confirmed he authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela, a rare public admission of such activity. The move follows a series of U.S. strikes on suspected drug boats near Venezuela's coast that have killed 27 people, which UN experts called extrajudicial executions. Trump said he approved the CIA's actions to combat drug trafficking and illegal immigration, insisting, "We are going to stop them by land also." Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro responded with military mobilizations and affirmed no to CIA-orchestrated coups, warning of U.S. aggression. The escalating tension raises fears of a broader conflict in the Caribbean. Another news. A federal judge in California has temporarily stopped the Trump administration from laying off thousands of federal workers during the ongoing government shutdown. The ruling follows a lawsuit by two major unions, which accused the White House of exploiting the funding lapse to downsize politically targeted agencies. Judge Susan Ilston agreed, saying the layoffs appeared unlawfully motivated. About 4,000 workers across more than 30 departments, including Treasury and Health, were facing termination. The administration plans to appeal, while Congress remains deadlocked over reopening the government. The shutdown is now in its third week, with no deal in sight. Around the world, after their deadliest clashes in years, Afghanistan and Pakistan have agreed to a 48-hour ceasefire. The truce follows airstrikes and border raids that killed hundreds on both sides, though figures remain disputed. The Taliban accused Pakistan of reprehensible attacks in Kabul and Paktika, while Islamabad claims Afghanistan harbors militants from the Pakistani Taliban. Analysts say the violence could mark a turning point in relations between the longtime neighbors. Both governments say they will use the pause to seek a positive solution through dialogue. The US, China, and Saudi Arabia have all urged restraint as peace talks loom. Another news. Hamas says it has handed over all the Israeli hostage remains it could recover, amid warnings from Israel that fighting in Gaza may resume. The group returned two more bodies on Wednesday, bringing the total to 9, while also freeing 20 surviving hostages under a Trump-brokered ceasefire. Israel's defense minister said the truce could collapse if Hamas fails to meet all terms, including disarmament. Aid continues to flow through Gaza's crossings, though Israel has threatened to restrict it. Mediators from Turkey and the UN are now working to locate additional bodies and stabilize the fragile ceasefire. Another news. In Mexico, more than 300 communities remain cut off after devastating floods and landslides left at least 64 people dead. Torrential rains triggered by twin tropical storms have battered the central and eastern states of Veracruz, Hidalgo, and Puebla. President Claudia Sheinbaum said reopening roads and delivering aid are now top priorities. Entire villages have been destroyed, with over 100,000 homes damaged in Hidalgo alone. Health teams are fumigating affected zones to prevent disease outbreaks. Soldiers and volunteers continue rescue operations as authorities warn that many remote areas remain unreachable. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.